Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Dual Screens Crossplay Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Stephen Fontana, and with me is Andy Asimakis. How are you, Andy?
Good. My back hurts because of shoveling snow.
Sure.
I'm an old man.
Sure. Sure.
I'm not built for that shit. I can't do it no more.
Who is? Honestly.
Can't do it.
And
I hate it so much.
Taylor Allen. How are you, Taylor?
I'm good. My son was particularly difficult today. So if I have bags under my eyes, that's why.
Interesting. Today.
Oh. Well. Yeah.
My son was particularly very difficult when he threw putty down my toilet.
This weekend. Nice.
Yes,
love that.
A big old ball of putty down the toilet. So there I am wondering, what do I do to get putty out of a toilet? Because it's gone. I can't see it. I can't get my hands on it.
Yep.
You know, the way we found out that the toilet was clogged was not through fecal matter or peepees. It was my wife dumping hair water from her portable sink. Yeah. And she has like a bucket of hair water. So she dumps the hair water down. It's like, hey, it's not going down. I'm like, oh, that's a problem. So I go in there and I'm like, yeah, it's definitely not going down. I'm plunging it. No. And let me tell you a story. Let me tell you something. I am one of the best plungerers on planet Earth. I could unclog almost anything with a plunger, a sink, a kitchen sink, a tub. It doesn't matter. I have unplugged things with a plunger the likes that you have never seen. I could do it with any plunger. It's one of my many, it's one of my few hidden talents, I should say. And it's particularly useful when you're like the man of the house, you know, like I can't hang up curtains straight, but I could like unclog a toilet. You know what I mean? So here we are, we got the toilet, it's clogged. So I get a little cup with a handle and I'm scooping out the hair water into the sink to get it down. So then I could flush it again and it goes right up to the top. I'm like, oh boy, it's really not, this is a problem. I dump the water out again. Cause now I want it to be like clean water just in case I do need to put gloves on and put my hand in there. So I do that a couple of times, finally got it to be clean water. I reach my hand down there because one time, if you remember this, Andy, one time he put a toy in the toilet and it was like a cup shaped toy. So it was like a perfect little fit. Yes. It was a perfect little fit. So I had to get in there with pliers and pull it out. This time, there's nothing within reach. I can't get anything. I tried using salad tongs, wire hangers, whatever I could get my hands on to see if I could find any obstruction. No, this is putty, my friends. This is something that sat there, absorbed water, and stuck to the sides of the pipes. And it is not letting up, friends. It is not letting up. So I, in my infinite wisdom, what I do is I decide, I'm going to give this the best plunging I have ever given anything in my life. Let me tell you a story about how the palm of my hand is killing me. Because I had to, I used like what you would do if you were driving a stake into a vampire's heart. Like, you know what I mean? Left hand over the plunger stick, right hand at the top. And I'm shoving the shit out of this thing. So much so that I'm sending water back up into the toilet tank. That's how much force I'm putting into this thing.
Lord.
I hear it gargling in the toilet tank. I'm like, oh, I'm getting this fucker. So there I am. I'm pushing. I'm plunging. Finally, I literally hear this sound. Like that. And then go, 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 go. The water all goes down. I flush it again. Kind of doesn't go all the way down. So I plunge it again. I hear it again. Bum, 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 bum. All the water goes down. And finally, we have unplugged the toilet. And I told my son before I started plunging, I said, did you just put something in the toilet? Because I heard like boop, when they were playing in the bathroom. I said, did you put something in the toilet? No. He told me no. Okay, Taylor? He told me no. He's five. He told me no. Yep. I said, okay. My daughter, three. She said, no, we didn't. No, we didn't. I said, okay.
Got a little liars on your hands.
Then later, as I'm plunging, I said, listen to me. Did you put something in the toilet? Yes. What did you put in the toilet? Putty. And I said, and I looked at him in the eyes and I said, Jack, if you broke my toilet, I'm going to break your face.
I'll break your face.
And I was able to unclog the toilet. Welcome, everyone, to the Dual Screens Crossplay Podcast. This is the internet's number one gaming news podcast starring people you've never heard of, probably. The show posts each and every Tuesday for your listening pleasure on your podcast service of choice and records live every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on twitch.tv/dualscreenstreams. And post later as a video on demand on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/dualscreensTV. If you like what you hear, if you like what you're watching, please consider leaving us a sub or a follow depending on the platform that you are listening and or viewing on. All right, Andy, you did a hell
Welcome
of a show.
Welcome back to the Child Abuse Podcast.
I was going to say, you could have used a wire hanger a lot long ago to solve that problem.
Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, God.
Oh, my Lanta.
That's how we're starting the show?
Andy.
We
That's
are.
That's how we're starting we the yes. show?
Before we get into Crossplay Podcast proper.
Talk to me.
You did a pretty good show this Thursday for Dual Screens.
Oh, that was a good show.
The Dual Screens Podcast. Tell everybody about it.
That was the fastest turnaround. It was, we had one email exchange on Thursday night. And I was like, are you free tomorrow? He's like, yeah, sure. Let's do this shit. I talked to some guy named Greg with a name that I can't pronounce that well in Polish.
Right.
I think it's a Zigosz is how you
it's
pronounce it.
It's Polish Greg.
Yes, Polish Greg.
Uh-huh.
We talked about Don't Be Afraid, a horror game, which I really fell in love with over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
It's the top five horror games on Steam for 2020, and it came out at the end of last year. Mm. So huge deal that it made that list of top five, and it just came out. So please check that out. It was a great conversation about horror in general. His game, Fear Boners. It was a great conversation.
That's where I was trying to get you to go. Yes.
Love that.
If you want to hear more Fear Boner conversation, this time with an indie developer, go check out the Dual Screens Podcast. And again, you don't have to subscribe to any other channel. That is available on the same channel for now. We're going to be separating these out sometime this year. We haven't figured out how we're going to do that. But Crossplay and Dual Screens Podcast will be on separate feeds sometime this year. But speaking of changes, we do have a bunch of changes that just hit our Patreon, which you can support by going to patreon.com/NDS podcast, just like our two Patreon producers, Colton the Apprentice Nestler and FNH Paul. We cannot continue to grow without all of your support. So please head over there if you'd like to be a part of a very exclusive family. All right, so let's get into it with everybody's favorite current t-shirt, which I can't find. No idea where it is. I washed it. Uh-oh. I folded it. It's gone. It is The Adventures in Gaming. Taylor, what have you been playing?
Your laundry people liked the look of the t-shirt, so they stole it.
That's me. I'm the laundry person.
Oh. That is the only explanation for that.
I've been playing a couple things. Some new stuff. Some stuff that is so new it's not even out yet. First, continuing to play Hitman 3, playing through some of the new content. I played a mission where you complete an entire murder mystery investigation.
Love it.
It was really fucking cool. Hitman 3 continues to be awesome. Absolutely buy that game, everyone.
Awesome.
But the thing that I'm most excited to talk about this week is a game that is in early access on Steam called RoboQuest. It is a first-person roguelite shooter, and it is so much fun.
I saw some people playing this like a month or so ago, I think.
Yeah, you're this robot guy, mm-hmm. And you just find like randomly generated guns all throughout the levels, and then you also have different ability score improvement modifiers that you can get that make certain types of guns better. They have really cool boss fights and stuff. The movement is like very frenetic and fast. And it's fun. I like that you have to actually get up to the enemies that you kill to collect the XP. And it only stays on the ground for like a short period of time. So you have to be super aggressive and like get up in their faces or else you're going to be really underleveled for bosses. So I made it through the first two zones, which are very different from each other. One's kind of like a southwestern US, you know, red rock kind of looking thing. And the other one is like a much more green, like foresty area. And it's really cool. I've had a ton of fun with it. The shooting feels good. All of the guns feel really unique. And I've had an absolute blast playing it. So
sweet.
RoboQuest. I think it's only $20 on Steam. And it's in early access. So definitely check it out.
Awesome. Andreas.
Very nice. I'm into that.
What you've been playing?
So I played new shit this
mm-hmm.
week.
Mm-hmm.
So last like maybe week I the played newest? Cyber Shadow, which... Hold on. Hear me
okay,
out.
Okay.
So I played Cyber Shadow last week, which I said was new shit. But it plays like old shit. So is it really new shit if it's just old shit that's new?
It's new old shit, yeah.
Do you have a nosebleed yet?
It's coming.
No, so I played new shit.
I have a confusion boner.
This week. Good, even better. That's how I like it.
I don't know why you guys are leaning into this. I'm confused.
Most men I date always had a confusion boner. That's, well, how, you gotta, down. You that's how you get your foot in the door and your penis in the hole. So I played The Medium this week, and I finished it in two sittings.
Wow.
Okay. Like most men, two settings.
Goodness so, gracious,
I have,
Andy.
I have thoughts about this game, boys.
Okay.
So many thoughts.
I appreciate your thoughts.
Definitely it's I think I'm the most critical person of horror that ever graced the entire planet.
Probably.
Earth. I think so. I think that's me.
Probably.
Yeah.
It is. Blooper Team does a lot of things well. They are great at character design, at world building, at just aesthetics in general. Like, they crushed that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to gameplay, they need like a crash course in that. There's something missing there. It's like two different teams. The visual guys and gals who crush it, and then the gameplay people are just like, I don't know, put an item here and then we'll put it over here and then you grab it from there, then you put it over there. It's a good game, but I feel not their best by a long shot.
Mm.
A lot of grievances. The main character talks way too much, like over narrates to death. Like, she'll walk in a room and she'll be like, "This room, I feel such sorrow, grief, sadness. Like the souls of 1,000 children crying in their sleep." It's so heavy-handed.
Yeah.
Like, you should let the room narrate for you. That's a good set design does in the game.
Yeah. It looks like... Go ahead, Taylor. I'm sorry.
Yes, yeah, Taylor, yes, really yes. Quickly, just on that same note, I was reading a little bit about this game. As you guys know, I'm a baby-ass baby. I hate horror.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm never going to play this game. but I was reading somewhere... There's a character in this game named Sadness.
Yeah, literally called Sadness. Yes, literally.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so we're getting into like Kojima levels.
Yeah, I was
going to
say that's the Kojima
now,
school
listen,
of character
as far
design.
As far as Sadness goes, one of the best design characters in the game, I'm going to say. But for my full thoughts on this game, tune in to Dual Screens TV on YouTube for the very first Game Pass or Play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you plug a show. That's how you do it.
There it is. There it is. It looks like they tried to like create a fun, new, interesting way of having old Resident Evil controls. Like the tank
it's
controls.
Not, yeah. It's more alone in the dark than anything else. There's zero combat in it. There's some light combat, if you want to call it that, mechanics.
Sure.
But it's very old school, and it's with the fixed cameras and the flashlight and hunting for stuff in the environment. But I'll get into more of that later on. I feel like it's a solid 7-ish for me.
Okay.
Way too short. Way too short also. It's like a game shouldn't be that short for $40.
Sweet.
No way. Yeah.
Well, I beat The Witcher 3 story.
Oh my God.
That's done. wow. I can check that off the list.
Congratulations.
Yep. Last week I had just started Act 3 and I finished Act 3 in one more sitting. So that's done. What else? I'm going to try and finish now Borderlands 3. And it has been voted that Days Gone is going to be the next one that I finish. So I'm going to be getting this Beat the Damn Game Challenge. We're going to see how many of these I could finish this year. So... New stuff wasn't something that was on my radar. I did get back into Warzone recently because of a friend of the show, Miss Envy, kind of pulled me into that over the last week or so. I've been having a blast with that. But most importantly, oh man, you want to talk about something new? We'll talk about something new. Apex Season 8 is here, and I sunk my teeth into about 2 hours of it today, and oh, baby, is it time for a minute of Apex Legends, ladies and gentlemen.
I was
going to
say, this better count towards that shit.
Woo!
Tell me about it.
Let me tell you.
Let's do it.
New character. Oh, man. Oh, man. Let's just talk about some abilities here. Now, we have another assault character, which is not something that I really look forward to. I think it's the seventh assault character of the, I don't know, 15 or 16 or so, however many characters there are. But he's got really cool abilities. The first one is he uses like kind of this distraction grenade almost. It's like shoots off these little sparklers, but if you're close enough to it, it'll do minor, very minor damage, but it's more disorienting. Lots of sound, lots of booms, lots of flashes, right? Really cool. The ult rains down a ring of fire on top of your enemies that is super OP. It's like a wall of fire that's about 5 feet high. You can hardly see through it. If you're stuck in it, you're done. It's like a thermite grenade on steroids. It's fantastic.
Jesus.
It recharges way too quickly. They're going to have to nerf that, but I digress. Also, his passive abilities, he gets to stack grenades again. So you get to have two grenades per slot, which is fantastic. But his passive also allows him, instead of throwing grenades, he puts them into his arm grenade launcher. So you could shoot them further now, but it takes a little bit longer to kind of aim them, but they fly quicker. So like you're kind of aiming, boom, and you shoot them and they go flying. I mean, I shot this thing at least 400 meters. Like it launches these things. It's fantastic. Changes to King's Canyon all over the place. A big chunk of it blows up. The whole north has been expanded where there was a giant useless mountain is now blown up, and now there's new stuff there. There are these new bunkers that you could you put a grenade in and you detonate the grenade and it opens a bunker and it's got high tier loot inside. You could find those scattered throughout the map. Also, the new weapon, the 30-30 repeater, is ridiculous. It's basically a heavy ammo G7 scout with with maybe a slightly lesser fire rate, like maybe a little bit, but it does not have any kickback. This bullet just goes forever. It's like boom, and I got hit with three. I had a full blue shield. I got hit with three shots and I was dead. Three shots. It was unbelievable. Anyway, great weapon. The anvil is back for the flatline, which it just makes me so happy because now I could use that weapon again. What else am I missing? I don't think I'm missing anything else, but you guys, season 8 might be the best season that they've put out, between the changes to King's Canyon, really opening up the map, making it a little bit bigger, more comparable to the other maps that have come after it, making for really interesting play. Although I only played in duos today, so that kind of makes the maps a little bit smaller because there's a lot of teams landing near each other.
Sure.
So I can't wait to try it in trios. But that has been several minutes of Apex Legends. But it's a new season, so that's what happens. That's what happens.
Those are going to count.
We can carry that over.
We can carry it over. Yeah. Sure.
I'm very excited to play with you guys. I wasn't able to jump in today because I had a bunch of work stuff and family stuff. But I'm hoping maybe later tonight we can jump in. We're for sure playing on Thursday, but I'm stoked.
Yep. All right, Andy, take us into the indie news update.
Oh, they got some two gems for you guys this week. Yeah, so this is the first one, Hindsight 2020, an amazing indie game by former, I think it's Sucker Punch developers.
Ooh.
And you know Sucker Punch, the guys that did Ghosts and that other thing?
Infamous.
This was one of our best interviews that we did on PAX East floor last year.
Yeah. I'm going to drop that link in the chat right now.
It was definitely one of our best interviews. It was fantastic.
Now, they announced a release window, which I don't care for. That's cool and all. Q2 2021. Yay. Okay.
So like
me. I don't dig it. I mean, it's nice that it has a little time frame, but I prefer an actual release date. But in either way,
that's very soon.
In any case, I would most definitely check out our interview with these guys. It was episode 14 on the podcast, and this game belongs on your radar. It has a it kind of rethinks choice in games, what it means to be good or bad, and even things in combat can influence the ending. So it's a little intense.
Mm.
It looks a little bit like a PS2 game that was lost in time.
Yeah.
But don't hold it against it.
But underneath the hood, it's got a lot going on.
Right.
One of the things was like, if you kill a boss, for example, you could spare a boss or kill the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of the binary choices that you get, but it has a ripple effect. So like the boss might go and do really, really bad things that will be harmful to a character that you really love. Or just depending on how you're killing things, if you're being brutal, that could affect how NPCs will perceive you going forward and lock or unlock different endings and stories as well. So it's all about how you're perceived in the world and how you go through the weapons you choose, how you kill people, whether you spare them or not. There's a lot of different ways to affect it. It looks really cool.
Yes, indeed. And the other gem update we have for the indie news update, there's a game that was announced today by our good friends at Tiny Build. It's a game called Pigeon Simulator. And I'm going to just read the description to you both right now. And you'll understand why it made our doc this week. For centuries, pigeons have sought to stop the oppressions of humankind by gaining influence over them. For centuries, they have lost this battle. Until now? Every few generations, a pigeon is born with extraordinary capabilities, a hero in the flock. You are this blessed bird. You are the chosen one. But with great power comes great responsibility. How will you create your pigeon paradise? By pooping on everything around you.
Grabbing them and chucking people into oncoming traffic.
And wearing clock chain necklaces and hats is another thing you can do. And this is also going to go in the chat.
I just want to read you guys a short excerpt from our Slack channel.
You said excerpt. You said excerpt. Because get it? Because they're pigeons?
Yeah. I don't get it.
You said excerpt. Whatever.
Do pigeons like eggs?
They hatch out of them. Okay. You made an unintentional pun?
It's reaching. No. It's reaching at best.
That is reaching. Okay. Anyway, this is from our Slack channel. Stephen Fontana says at 6:41 p.m., if Pigeon Simulator isn't the indie game of the week, I quit. So
I should have not put it in the doc then. That's what I should have done.
You're actually obligated to include this game. No, just kidding. This sounds hilarious. I'm very excited.
Yeah, this is part of Tiny Build's like little game expo thing they did earlier today, and I love them for giving me like 5 future guest ideas today. So yeah, hopefully this will be on the show in the not too distant future, because it looks so insane. I need to know where this came from, how it was birthed, and all those lovely details.
It looks like Goat Simulator meets Untitled Goose Game.
Right.
That's what this looks like. It's like they had a baby. Let's see what other nonsense
can you scroll to the bottom of the actual homepage. You see the pigeon is pecking away.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most mesmerizing thing I've ever seen.
Okay. All right. Well, it's now time for the dual screens report, and we're going to start off with a short little story. I'm going to start us off here. Cheater pumpkin. Wait, what? That's right. 60,000. Okay, I want you to wrap your head around that number real quick. 60,000 Call of Duty Warzone cheaters were banned. 60,000. Activision has begun. This is from IGN. Activision has begun banning Call of Duty Warzone cheaters in what's reportedly one of the biggest waves of bans ever for the game. This time, the company banned more than 60,000 cheaters in the latest drop of its ban hammer, according to Vice, which learned of this wave of bans from 3 sources familiar with Activision. This is the third large wave of bans since the game's launch. 50,000 players were banned in the first wave, and 20,000. You've had... Why? 130,000 people have been banned for this game in waves for cheating. Why are we cheating? Why are we doing this? And also, why do you have to do this in waves? Why can't you do it when it happens? Because it happens way too often. But anyway, This ban comes just a day after the popular Warzone streamer VicStar123 announced that he would no longer play the game. He echoed sentiments found throughout the Warzone streaming community at the moment that the game is in the worst state it's ever been in due to hackers and cheaters. And now, the reason why I wanted to put this up, and we don't have to spend too much time on it, was that is one of the things that I've noticed happening a lot in the time that I've been playing, were people snapping onto me and my team through walls, like those aim hacks and those like seeing through walls shit, like people knowing where you are when you're standing completely still, jumping around a corner and shooting you, you know, and then you spectate them and they don't have a heartbeat sensor. So it's like, how did you even know I was there, kind of thing. So I'm glad that this is happening, although I feel like they need to do this way more frequently. There are people that cheat so blatantly and so obviously in Warzone specifically. Apex, it's a little less so. But in Warzone, just because of the nature of the game, it's really easy to tell when somebody's cheating. And it's completely ridiculous. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts on the whole cheating thing.
I mean, yeah. Did you really ask why people cheat? Is that a real thing you put into the air? Because people just don't like to lose, especially at games like this. They want to be the best at this kind
They're
of
not,
stuff,
though. Right? Like, that's a thing. Like, how can you call yourself the best if you're using cheat software?
Don't matter. It's all about optics, a perception.
So I don't think that's a valid argument, and here's why.
I'm not saying it's an argument. That's why they do it.
But I'm saying I don't think that is why, because they know that they're cheating to do it, right? So,
sure.
But when they make these accounts and they get banned from their account, if they're not banned from their IP address or they're not using a VPN, they just make a different account. So you're not going to look at it and say, oh, that's the guy that's really good at the game, because it's a different username every time they get caught.
No, they're not going to say that. It's so just like, for that moment of you playing the game that you won.
It's really that they just want to ruin it for other people. Like
that too. That's also,
I can understand.
Streaming culture has very much made this a more popular thing.
Yeah, because you get sponsorships and shit. Like it's something that
happens. No. Like they want to get clips of streamers raging and like want to cause them pain and suffering. Like,
oh, I've never even seen that.
It's just entirely, yeah, it's entirely to like troll the shit out of people.
Wow.
And it has been proliferated with guys like Nick Merckx and Tim the Tap Man and all these big streamers getting, like, it's the same reason people will stream snipe, right? They just want to like piss off these big streamers. So
that's crazy.
I think that's definitely a reason that we've seen it become more and more prevalent, and it just seems that stuff is more easily accessible than it was in 2007. You know,
my favorite YouTube video rabbit holes are going down to people that get caught cheating live on stream.
Oh, those there's are, that one Asian thing up so much.
She
blamed her friend Claire.
Yeah, Claire
for like installing some like Counter-Strike cheats on her.
There was that one.
And you see her like actually turning on the cheat. It was, you can see the enemy location through walls.
Yep.
And it was like, what is this on my computer? It's like, you lying sack of shit.
There was one. Yeah. There was one kid that had a game, right? And like a crazy game on his stream. And then somebody in the chat, I guess somebody he killed or somebody like called him out in his chat. So he alts out of the game, but like whatever, shows his desktop. And he goes on this tirade for like a minute and a half about how he's just better than you. I'm just the best. I'm just better. Not realizing that he control alt deleted and his command shit is up on the screen, his task manager. And it shows the cheat software live on.
Oh, jeez.
Like in the background working. And everybody's like, you sure, bro? Like that kind of stuff I just live for. But like at the same time, I just don't understand what mindset would do this. What's that?
You know what beats that, Steven? A guy in a wheelchair that gets up out of the wheelchair when he thinks he's off camera. That shit was golden. I don't know if you recall that streamer.
No,
I don't remember.
He had like all these like charities, like he was disabled in a wheelchair, he couldn't walk. And then when he thinks he ends the stream, he gets up out of his chair. And everyone's like, did he just get up out of his wheelchair? And he would say, oh, I fell up out of my chair. And he was like banned or some shit. It was a whole huge thing. I forget his name, but
I don't remember that.
That's a fun thing to look up when you have some free time. That's really fun.
Yeah.
Internet rabbit holes, people.
Yeah.
Right, right.
I recommend them. All right, Taylor, why don't you take us into the next story here?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to group two of my stories here. I'm going to call this sports game news, okay? Number one, we got a bunch of info on MLB The Show 21. The game is going to be delayed from its regular March release. It's coming out at the end of April. April 20th is when it's going to be coming out with early access for Legendary Edition members. In addition to that, they announced the cover athlete. Tomorrow, they're going to be announcing the Legend Edition athlete. But the biggest news here is this Sony-developed game that has kind of been the only thing in baseball video games, if you really like want a good baseball video game, for the better part of the past decade, is finally coming to the Xbox. So this is going to be cross-generational, cross-platform, and full cross-play. So if you've got friends that are on Xbox that are excited to jump in, you'll be able to play with them. This is probably the biggest release for San Diego Studios ever. This is going to be huge. Contrary to what a lot of people in the community thought, there's going to be no Switch, no PC, but Xbox is a really big deal. And the fact that it's coming out on old and new consoles is really big. So a lot of really cool information there around MLB The Show.
Some information that people are not so happy about, though. I don't know if you were going to get to this, but the previous gen and next gen is not, it's not going to be auto upgrade. You're not going to be able to, if you buy the PS4 or the Xbox One, there are different SKUs unless you buy the PS4 or Xbox One Ultimate or whatever edition they're calling it, the collector's edition. Mm-hmm. If you buy the collector's edition, that will have a free upgrade, just like, and I believe NBA did that. Right. Last year, it's the same deal with that. So they're I guess that's going to be a sports franchise way of doing things. I think Madden did that as well. For a little while until people lost their goddamn mind over it. So there's that as well. So keep that in mind if you have a last gen console that and you're looking and you think you're going to get the next gen console. Keep that in mind when you're purchasing MLB The Show.
And also the old console SKUs are $60. The PS5 and Xbox Series SKUs are 70. So just for the base version, keep that in mind as well. Sports ball, sports game news part two. College football is back, kind of. EA announces today they are developing EA College Football. News came out after they announced this that they are starting to develop EA College Football. So this is another 2-3 years down the road.
No,
this is coming out this year.
This is EA. This is coming out in 3 months, and it'll be the same game that we last got in 2005.
They built
on the Madden engine with randomly generated college sports names.
They said in an interview that it just started. It's 2-3 years out, but basically it's EA. They are not doing any licensing through the NCAA. This is through something called the CLC, which is a college licensing company, which is very concerning for me. They said there's going to be about 100 schools in the game, which is significantly less than there are schools. And there's not going to be any real players, and they're not even going to model the players in game after player likenesses or kind of make it sort of like the players. It's all going to be random names, random stats.
Cooley McCoolface.
The initial announcement was cool, followed by a lot of red flags that make me nervous. So, going to be weird, I think.
We'll see.
Especially with it being a couple years out, I'm not sure why they announced this.
Andreas.
Yes.
Take us into something else instead of sports ball.
Oh, thank God. I always be like, I can't weigh in on this.
I saw like, Andy's eyes start to droop. I was like, all right, yes. I've got to get through this.
I agree with everything you know, said Andy, about that topic.
I have to pretend that I care so much about Silent Hill. So much.
I never asked you to.
Over the years. No, but in order for me not to fall asleep, I have to at least look at you when you're talking about
this. I
should
set my interest thing. This is just fucking sports. I'm sure a lot of you like it out there, but I don't know.
It's sports ball. I just hope they only fix the ball physics in MLB 21.
I'm all about ball physics, but listen, it's my only stereotypical gay man thing. I just don't like sports. The only thing I don't like that is cliche about me is the sports. But the next topic, I think you may not give a shit about also, Steven, and or Taylor. Death Stranding, which I love, is apparently getting an extended edition for the PS4 and PS5.
How could you extend that game?
Now, as I
was just going to say that, Steve.
As I read this and I wonder, does anybody but me care about this news?
I mean, I care about it, but not for the same reasons. Like, I'm morbidly curious.
This, by the way, was my most played game in 2019.
I believe it.
And it came out in November, and I logged about 400 hours of it. Moving on. Lord. This comes from the Reset Era forums. User Navtra says, if you're interested in Death Stranding but haven't played it yet, it might be worth it to wait a little bit. Then when they were asked if this refers to a DLC or an upgrade, he replies with the answer, yep. Now, I don't, you know, mean rumors, like I get it. Like, some could be true, some could be false. There's always insiders. But I am slightly more inclined to believe this for one very weird reason. Hear me out. This is super tinfoil hat. Okay. So bear with me. There is a term in Death Stranding known as an extinction entity, or an EE for short. This is named, coincidentally, Extended Edition, or EE for short. Not a coincidence, I feel. So if this is the official name for this, I can see it being a real thing. Because it kind of goes in with a term from the game itself. Now, unless some clever person online thought this makes it sound more believable, I'll throw it out there. But in terms of this being as a whole, I would love this to be true. Because A, I love that world. And I love that game. And B, seeing it in 4K and 60 FPS on the PS5, I need that.
I thought Kojima, like, the whole purpose of him making his own games and not being, like, tied down to it was because he wanted to continue to, like, do different things. That's the only thing that doesn't really match up. Like, the whole thing was, like, make the game, finish the game, move on to the next thing. So do you think that this is just something that the studio... like another smaller team was just kind of working on to like make some extra content to get a couple extra bucks.
You know, given how fast he turned around with Death Stranding in what, 3.5 years he made that game from scratch? Well, with the help of the engine from Guerrilla Games. But it's an easy way for them to get a quick cash flow injection with PS5 owners and PS4 owners who love the game. And adding apparently DLC, like an add-on story portion to this. So it's not only about visual, it's about extra story as well. So building on the game's lore. So it's an easy way to get some more money in the coffers, as it were. So I could see it.
Indeed.
Yeah. I'm excited to Death Stranding play too. An hour and a half of this game and realize that I still hate it.
it's on that beat the damn game challenge for me.
You gotta do it, Steven. You gotta do it at some point.
You don't have to. You don't. I promise. You can just take it off the list.
You gotta see to the end.
So, one of the big things about this console generation, or really the previous one and now, the big argument was exclusivity versus service. It's like Microsoft and Xbox are all about the service. PlayStation is all about the exclusivity. Now we see MLB The Show going multi-platform. You have Death Stranding went to PC. Horizon went to PC. Now things are getting... The line is getting a little bit more blurry. But when a new contender comes into the fray, when a new platform for playing video games comes into the fray, the number one thing you want to know is, what am I going to play on this thing? What am I going to play on this thing that's going to make it unique and make it so that this is the only place where I can play that game? That is going to take us into our next story. Taylor, hit us up with this.
I was confused...
Story.
I was confused as to where you were going on that.
I was like, we got there in the end. Saying a thing.
Yeah. I was like, how is this going to tie into Nintendo?
I don't see this linking to what the next topic of discussion is. Okay. But
huge news this week coming out of Google. Google is shutting down their internal development team for Google Stadia. As you guys remember, they brought on a lot of really big names in the industry, most notably Jade Raymond from Ubisoft, who is unemployed now. Not dead, unemployed. Sorry, I don't know why I like did this.
No longer with
slashing
us.
Thing.
No longer dead. With us. Buried eight, yes. 6 feet under, as
who
a matter
died,
of fact, 8 feet
like,
under.
You know what? Fuck it. Stadia dies.
Google goes the extra mile when they fire people. They just kill them.
Yeah.
They just bring them out back. Sorry. We know we promised you a 3 years at least contract, yeah. But we're going to have to kill you.
You
now.
Know, that's yeah. Not entirely.
I have a question before you get into like the specifics of this. I have a very, very simple question I want to ask you, and I'm going to back away from my microphone because this question is going to be a loud one. What okay. The fuck did you even make? Did you make anything before you closed down?
No, they didn't.
Jeez, man.
They made Baldur's Gate exclusive shit, to their platform for
they
like
didn't
a month.
Make anything. You closed
nope,
down.
It's on Steam now.
They closed.
Wait, I'm saying it was a limited time of
oh,
engagement.
Shit. Yeah, I mean, it's still in early access, so.
What was her job again? What was
she,
Jade's job?
She was heading out their studios.
Studios? So
yeah.
To make games?
Yep. Uh-huh.
For the Stadia?
Yeah, she was head of Google Stadia's games
that's,
and entertainment.
That woman should be put in prison for theft. Because there's no way.
I don't think this is her. I don't think this is her. I think this is Google realizing, hey, we have the technology for streaming.
Uh-huh.
Let's announce this thing and then figure the shit out later.
Right. No. I completely agree with you.
Like,
but she
this
was
100%
no.
Them shooting their load.
Yes.
Before
I get it. But anybody who is hired to be in charge of first party studios and they never made anything, and then the first party studios were shut down, the whole department was shut down, I feel like that's grounds for theft. I feel like you came in there and you were just like, we don't have to do anything, you guys. They're just going to shut us down.
I think she was brought in because she's a name.
True.
It adds authenticity at some point. Wasn't what's his face in there? XEA guy? That's his name.
He was at Microsoft,
That guy? Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. That's where he came from. I was thinking of Peter Moore for some reason. I'm not sure why. They're both douchebags anyway. You got it. yeah, but I don't understand. Like, how old is Stadia as a platform? Is it less than a year old?
It's still not out.
It launched in 2019.
It's still not out. It's in preview.
It's been about 18 months.
It's still in preview. It still hasn't launched.
I got this shit for free twice.
It has been available for people to purchase for about 18 months. But yeah, apparently
you know,
Phil
I don't
Harrison
get it.
Is still
they
staying
have
so, on.
They
there.
Have...
They're not getting rid of Stadia. I want to make that clear. Stadia is still a thing.
They're certainly not doing that themselves.
Stadia is still a thing.
They're just not making any games for it.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, so Stadia is
still around. So now even less
around.
Of a reason.
Blessed.
Yeah, exactly. Phil Harrison's still there, but Jade's gone. All of the talent from... there were like a bunch of former Naughty Dog people, Sony Santa Monica people.
Sure.
Bunch of people from EA and Activision. Like a lot of like really experienced developers. They're all
gone. I'm sure they all got a nice big fat paycheck when the time came
to
get him on the team.
I predicted... when they announced this, because Google is known for killing off their babies before they can be born, that this was going to happen though. And everyone was like, oh, you're being a hater. Who's being a hater now, bitches?
Yeah.
That's all.
You should but always put your face just, close to the mic because you sound really
just good. Just right here. I know.
Not that close.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Listen. I've got a mic arm.
Listen.
Sitting in Andy's house right now.
We're not launching dual screens after dark just yet. That's for the future.
That's much later.
We're gonna get there. I promise.
I just don't see Stadia as a platform to play games on lasting much longer than another 2-3 years.
I can
see they're gonna try and do the like third party support thing, and it's
yeah,
it's
no,
not
but
go I know
I think
go ahead, Andy.
No, you go ahead, Steven. You go ahead.
I know a lot of people that use Stadia, believe it or not. Like, I know a lot of people that actually do use it and love it because sure. they have not such great internet, but it's a decent way for them to play, especially when they're on the road, if they're traveling, yada, sure. yada. Now, what I could see happening to Stadia is that Stadia becomes an additive to other platform game releases where you're like, hey, you know, buy MLB The Show 21 or 22 on PlayStation 5. And unlock the Stadia edition for $10. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I could see Stadia, like Google yeah. entrenching themselves into a bunch of game releases by saying, hey, give us $10 or $20 or however much to unlock the Stadia version with cross save and all that stuff. I could see them trying to work something out like that. But as its own standalone platform, it's not a surprise to any of us here that it's not thriving. And this no. is just another signal that it's not exactly what they promised it was going to be with their first party stuff and support for it. So we'll see if the technology's there. They have the technology. They just need to figure out a way to make that technology more widestream available and more cost effective. Because right now it's definitely cross prohibitive as well. Prohibitive.
The frustrating part about all of this is I see this and then I see how well Microsoft is handling xCloud. And I'm just like, I have no reason to even try Stadia because xCloud does all of it better. Like, there's literally zero reason to play on Stadia right now. Like, and right. that's just the truth. Like, there are better games, there are more games. It's a cheaper price to entry. You know, you have the value of like Game Pass and stuff that you're already paying for directly with xCloud. There's just no reason to get Stadia.
Yeah, and that's just weird because like the first party titles were going to be one of the main reasons why you would get one.
Exactly.
And it's gone.
Exactly.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
It just makes you wonder what were they even working on that went to shit so quickly.
I don't know. It sounded like reports after they announced this thing was like Jade Raymond was kind of surprised and was like, hey, we're announcing this next week. Also, you guys need to start developing games. So if they had anything wow. more than like some storyboards and concepts by this point, like it just sounds like they announced all of this before they had even started developing stuff. So it's
insanity.
I think it's a blessing in disguise. Could you imagine them acquiring some studios and it implodes in their faces? Like, let's be thankful that this died.
Sure.
The way it did.
Sure.
All right, Andy, take us into the next story here.
Ooh, this is an interesting one. So apparently, out of all the millions upon millions of sold PlayStation 5s, 10 to 15% of those have been resold to a whopping profit of $43.2 million.
Jesus oh, yes. Christ.
Scalpers are a real thing, and scalpers are getting away with murder, I feel. And you it's know insanity. It's just how the market is. It's, you know, it's what's expected. That thing that's in high demand, people will pay out the ass for it. And apparently they're paying double and sometimes even triple the cost of retail value just to get a PS5, digital or otherwise. So this report comes from this guy named Driscoll. It's on IGN. He talks about the sales of the PlayStation 5 versus figures on Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and eBay and OfferUp. And he estimates that 10 to 15% of all the PS5s that were sold came from the scalpers market.
Wow.
That's
a huge number. One in 10.
That's kind of insane. That's kind of insane.
Wow.
I am a part of the scalpers market. I can say on this podcast.
Terrible.
You know, it's just what I do. I gotta offset costs. I gotta offset costs. You know, that's how I do things in my household.
Sure.
If I want to buy a new toy, I gotta make sure I can cover that cost without destroying the household in some way.
Right.
Like, I can't do rent and do a PS5. So I'll put all the rent on buying two of them, and then I'll sell one, so I'm all good.
Right.
But
you're not buying 30.
No, there's no bots in my house set up. And I have bought one for my brother and for a friend. So I am also doing that as well when I need to. When I could have resold those, mind you. Mm. So I'm not completely evil. I'm like, you know, I'm chaotic neutral. That's how I see myself. Mm. That's where I fall. Mm.
Well.
Lawful evil? Maybe lawful evil. Maybe we'll do that.
That's a little closer to the market. Sure. So.
But it just goes to show you how much they'll pay for a PS5. And it's not going to end anytime soon. Go into eBay right now. You'll find the one for like $1,200. Buy it now. It says 10 sold already at that price.
That's insanity.
Which is insanity.
I think you're right, though. I think you are chaotic neutral, because that's like Robin Hood, except he steals from the rich and then we'll see.
Steals from the rich, it's like sells TBD. To the rich.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's like, I'll steal, and now it's like, well, now what? Like,
so, now I'm sell now you your options. Own goods.
What can I do? Right. There's like a dialogue tree in my head. What do I do now? What happens next, guys?
Steve, yes. Tell me about how do I enrich myself? Tell me about Nintendo doing the most Nintendo shit ever.
Nintendo has sent a cease and desist to itself, ladies and gentlemen. The thing we never thought possible has happened. That is right. Nintendo has reportedly canceled a Zelda Netflix series because it leaked. That's right. A Netflix series and a Star Fox claymation project, both coming from Netflix, were both accidentally leaked. Like, barely leaked. Like, this thing was like, oh, this could be something that's happening. And you're like, nah, Nintendo would never do that. And it's like, and Nintendo said, abort! Fuck abort! Now! Send a cease and desist letter to whom? Ourselves! And so they quit making a thing that could have made them a lot of money for no reason. IGN reports. Here's a quote. Go ahead, Andy.
Go ahead. No, you go. I want to digest it.
Suddenly, this is a quote, suddenly there were reports Netflix wasn't going to do Legend of Zelda anymore. Canover recently recalled speaking on the Surf Times podcast. I was like, what happened? And then I heard from my boss, we weren't doing the Star Fox one anymore. I was like, what happened? And he was like, someone at Netflix leaked the Legend of Zelda thing. They weren't supposed to talk about it. Nintendo freaked out and they pulled the plug on everything, the entire program to adapt all of these things. Holy, what? Can you imagine? We would have nothing. We would have nothing in the video game industry if everyone acted like Nintendo acted. We would have nothing. Nothing would get made. Nothing would get released. we would see nothing. We would have empty blue jeweled PS4 cases. That's what we would have.
Was it out of spite? I'm trying to understand this move.
I don't know. It makes no sense. There's no understanding it.
But the leak for the Zelda thing was that somebody said that they were familiar with the project, that it would be a quote Game of Thrones for family audience. That was the leak. That was the leak.
Are they that thin skinned? Could you imagine Capcom being this way? Cancel all the things.
They would cancel
Resident Evil.
They would have to hit the reset button. They would have to hit
call it all off.
The fucking next five Call of Duties would be canceled.
I'm pretty sure
Assassin's Creed would have never got past three.
They would have paid top dollar for this shit, Netflix.
Absolutely.
Top dollar.
Absolutely.
No, they already did pay top dollar for it. That's the craziest part. It was already in the works.
You know, I would have gladly taken a Star Fox show if we're not going to get a game, but now you can't have that either, guys. You can't have nothing. We won't give you shit.
Oh, I honestly do not understand anything anymore. Like, goodness gracious.
You know, it really makes me wonder, you go to any forum that discusses Nintendo in some semi-serious way, you criticize them, people will go after you for saying even one bad thing about Nintendo. Nintendo is no saint.
No.
And people will excuse this shit for some reason. It's like, how do you deprive the world of what would have been a great animated show?
Maybe it was going to be shit. Maybe they just looked at it and it was just coincidental. But that's not what we're reading. We're reading
no, we're not.
They pulled the panic button and that was it.
This wasn't like it was a leaked first episode that we had tested badly, and right. it was garbage. And I was right. like, you know what? This is out there. People hate it. Just pull the plug on entirely. This is
goodness.
Something was, there was a fart in the wind about the show. A queef. It was a queef. That's how minute it was. It was a barely audible queef in the wind. And they were like, can it, kill it, get rid of it. We don't want it no more. That'll show them.
That'll show them. All right, chat, queue up your questions, because we are going to get into the hype zone and then the Facebook question of the week. And then we are getting into the chat with you, your questions. And again, if you want to be a part of the show, you want to watch it live, it's twitch.tv/dualscreensstreams. twitch.tv/dualscreensstreams. Andy, quickly take us into the hype zone.
Oh, shit. You put this shit, bro. Okay, I could do it.
I mean, I could do it. It's fine.
Sure. Go ahead.
You guess what, guys? Yeah, go ahead. This GameStop bullshit that was going on, believe it or not, there are two movies in the works about it.
I fucking believe it, bro.
MGM was the first to
announce. They're dueling movies.
They are going to be making a GameStop versus Reddit movie. And now a Netflix movie is being made. Because why not? Soon after MGM announced the GameStop stock movie from the author of the book The Social Network was based on, Netflix is coming on with its own GameStop stock movie. Deadline reports that Netflix is talking with The Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty writer Mark Bowl to write a movie based on the big financial conundrum.
No, you can't make this movie.
Oh my God, wait, there's an update. Guys, there's an update.
No, guys.
As if two different GameStop stock movies aren't enough, Deadline is also reporting a limited series TV series is also in the works from industry newcomer Pinky Promise. Tentatively titled To the Moon, the limited series is being fast-tracked through the development and will cover the R. Wall Street Bets drama. Oh my God.
You cannot make this movie. Do you know what they refer to themselves as in that subreddit? It's an R word.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say. So you can't make this movie without using that word a lot of times. Over and over and over again.
A lot of times.
Yeah. That's going to be one hard script to polish.
All right. Let's get into the Facebook question of the week. This was a nice one, and it's related. What video game franchise would you like to see Netflix make a TV show on?
Star Fox.
Alex. Alex.
Give me The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, right. Anything Nintendo. Cease and Desist, the movie. Alex says Twisted Metal.
Oh, yeah. That would work really well.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. Yeah, it like a Mad Max Fury Road style.
I'd be down with that.
I could get behind that.
Yeah. That is a great one.
That would be a cool anime.
If it's based on Black especially, that's a great game to base it off of.
Absolutely. Brad says he gives us four. So gird your loins. Mass Effect, Fallout, Horizon Zero Dawn, and Yakuza.
Overachiever, I love it.
I think Mass Effect might... That's a little too much. I feel like Mass Effect and Fallout are too much. Horizon, I could see.
Right.
It's a much more focused situation. But Yakuza, I think, is the answer here. In that.
Thing. Oh, yeah.
Yakuza would make a fantastic... Yakuza
would be incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You make it real silly. They could add a lot of drama and intrigue. I like it.
Right. And do the Japan way. There's a lot of filler in there as well. Do the side jobs, raising the babies. You know.
Mr. Nuff says, The Last of Us. But more of an exploration of that universe and not following in any way the story of the games. I'd like to see a...
Does that count?
Why not?
What do you mean?
I would like to see them do... I would like to see them do like a Planet Hulk, but for The Last of Us. Did you follow the Planet Hulk comic books back in like the early 2000s? It was...
Isn't that when they were like, Hulk is too strong, it's thrown to the moon or some other planet? And then he came
Actually, it wasn't... Was it Planet Hulk? Wait. It was when Planet Hulk, World War Hulk, it was World War Hulk,
right,
when Hulk comes back to Earth, there was a side story comic series of normal people witnessing it. And I think it would be cool if they did like a Netflix series of The Last of Us where it was just regular, normal, everyday people's like trying to survive, almost like what they were trying to do with the different Walking Dead shows, but they like just stayed with those casts for too long. Just tell us short stories of people that either survive, die, whatever. And then maybe 8 episodes down the line, you could pick up with those people. Like it's months later or something like that. Like, I think that'd be cool.
Cool.
Corey says Gauntlet Legends.
Hmm.
That would be interesting. Okay. A Gauntlet series. That would be pretty cool. Let's see. Mikey Kirsch says, I'd love a Resistance series. You could even do it animated a la Castlevania, a series based on Watch Dogs would also probably do really well. And Little Big Planet would be cool too.
Oh, that'd be cute. I'm into that. Mm-hmm. All good answers.
Mr. Nuff said, the 13-year-old said Destiny as an animated series.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Fucking there Joe says Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
All right.
If there's an IP that hasn't been explored enough, it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Not enough.
Go Nickelodeon, Joe, has your answer. I know you don't like it, but it's there already for you.
Caddy Aversa Fontana, who does not have any relation to me as far as I know, although who knows? Halo, specifically something that follows a squad like ODST. That'd be cool. Stay away from Master Chef. Stay away from Cortana.
Right.
Do a nice little squad. That'd be cool. Little Myers-Briggs squad.
Yeah, there's more
squad.
Shit in that world.
Nice. I don't hate it. I don't hate it. What else? We got Zach saying, this is not Buzz. This is a different Zach, saying Fallout. Vanessa says Red Dead Redemption.
Ooh.
That would be
a good choice.
That would be a cool show.
I can see that. I can see that.
Friend of the show, Joe Priestley says Mega Man animated series.
Oh, give it to me. Because it happened in Cartoon Network.
It happened. This got a lot of traction. Christina says Dragon Age.
Oh, okay. You see, that is the answer.
That could be interesting.
I would not do Mass Effect. I would do Dragon Age. That is a better choice of the two. Yeah.
Michael Miller, a.k.a. Tricky Mix, says The Ranch. And I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Like, as in the dressing? I don't know what he's talking
the
about.
The Ranch.
That's,
I don't know.
That's already a Netflix series.
Maybe I think he confused
maybe
the question.
The other way around. Yeah. A Netflix series that he wants to be a video game. I'm pretty sure that's like a family drama comedy show.
That was his interpretation. Got it.
The last one is The Secret of Monkey Island. That was caught from Nathan.
That is a great choice.
Those are some good choices.
I missed that franchise.
That was a good one. I'm really impressed with you guys with all your guys' answer. Alrighty then, let's go to the chat. What do we got? Anybody have anything to say?
A lot of fear boners in the chat.
It's been a show, Steven.
A lot of people asking what we're wearing on our lower halves. I am wearing pants. Andy's probably wearing booty shorts. We're not sure.
Oh, you don't want to know what I'm wearing, kids.
Oh no.
Is it nothing? Is my bare ass on the chair? Potentially.
Buzz Killington says they have a Watchdog series. It's called Mr. Robot. And there's already a Halo series, LOL, in the works. Yeah, well, as we know,
Microsoft...
Hasn't
that been in the works for like 2 decades?
Yeah, that could.
Sure.
That might come out.
They announced that like 1,000 years ago.
That's going to come out on the TV 1X.
Right.
The TV 1X, you shithead.
The TV 2.0, that's when that's going to come out. Mistenuff says the Fear Boner emote is on the way.
I can't wait.
That's good to know. Alrighty then. Nobody wrote into us about a Hype Fam member of the week, and that's fine.
Oh, we did though.
We did get one.
Not a write-in, in the Discord.
In the Discord?
Yes.
Oh my word. Where was that? I missed it.
Well, it's Blind Gamer, Steve.
Oh.
I think we should mention him being a partner on Twitch and being awesome.
Indeed. Indeed. We'll take it away. Bring it. Do it.
Oh,
do the thing.
Blind Gamer Steve became a partner on Twitch.
Indeed.
And it's amazing. And it made everyone cry. And you should all check him out.
It's amazing.
Yes.
Very, very cool.
That's all I got to say.
Steve Saylor is a great human. He's been doing a lot for accessibility in games. He worked very closely with the team over at Naughty Dog to consult on their accessibility stuff, which is pretty widely considered some of the best accessibility options for all levels of disability. Does some really, really cool work. So it's very much, very much well deserved.
Indeed. Indeed. All right. Well, that's awesome. Go give a follow over there. New partner. Keep the momentum going. And it's awesome. Congratulations. All right. That's going to bring us to the end of the show. If you want to follow us on social media, on Twitter, we are at @dual_screens. On Instagram, we're at NDS Podcast. I am at BatChild27. Andy's at PantsGuy. And Taylor is at It's Perjur. If you want to follow us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/group/DS podcasts. And again, if you're watching on YouTube, go follow us on Twitch. It's twitch.tv/dual screen streams. And if you're watching on Twitch or listening later, you can go follow us on YouTube. Subscribe on the YouTube, youtube.com/dual screens TV. That is going to do it for the show. Andy, thank you for being here. Taylor, thank you for being here.
It's always a blast.
It was. We had a good time.
My pleasure, as always.
Indeed. Andy, is there anything you want to tell anybody before we go? I don't know if you have any guests lined up, any confirmed guests, but...
Oh my God, you guys. So this month is going to be our very special themed month. Games revolving around love, sex, and everything in between the sheets, as it were.
Oh my.
But I have a list. I have, you guys, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11... 12 confirmed guests that I have yet to put on the calendar.
Oh boy.
We're asking me for dates and I'm a little overwhelmed because usually I do like one or two in a row and they're all planned out ahead of time. It's all good to go. But this is a lot I have to sift through. Uh-huh. I'm excited, a little bit scared. Some big names, some not so big names, all great games regardless. So please stay tuned to right here, to this situation,
to this
in your ears,
to
right
what
now,
you're listening to, or
to
viewing.
Hear all
this
the best
very thing,
to hear all the best,
all of this story. Stuff, we love it.
We get to ask developers about their fear boners on a weekly basis.
Yes. Twitch.youtube/podcast, where you find us.
We do have a link tree.
Yes.
Just look for Dual Screens Podcasts. Type in Dual Screens Podcasts in Linktree and you can find all of our links right there. And if you want to support us on Patreon one more time, that's patreon.com/NDS podcast. If you want to buy merch, it's dualscreens.com/store. That's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, viewers. And as always, please be excellent to each other.
Are we starting the show?
We are recording. That's correct. Okay.
Oh God.
Why are you? Are you not? Are you not willing to start the show on in 10
no,
minutes
I
after?
To address Buzz really second in
no,
the chat.
No, you should never address Buzz in the chat.
I learned that lesson.
Hello, everybody, and.